Talk about the reasons you think for the slow start, Drew.
You know what? We've had a couple close games that we just haven't been able to finish. And at the end of the day, I think there's just a couple plays here and there that would have made the difference. I mean, really, in the first two games, it was just one play. And then I guess you could say that for this last game as well. So I think we're just a play here and a play there from being 4-2 or 5-1, you know, but that doesn't change anything. I mean, the fact is we're still 2-4. We are what our record says we are. But, you know, we have an opportunity to turn it around this weekend. And at the end of the day, when you look at our division, I think everybody's pretty close together at this point. Nobody's really separated themselves. So, you know, that gives you plenty of hope as well.
So you haven't reached the point of this being a must-win game?
No, there's no must-win games until they're must-win games. I mean, it's important. It's really important, but nobody needs that kind of pressure.
You have a history of turning things around after slow starts. I guess what would a win Sunday mean? You know, given the opponent, the stage, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, Green Bay is one of the best teams in our league, and certainly in the NFC. So, a win against these guys, I think would justify a lot of things for us. I mean, just the way that we've been, our approach here, last week, this week, our preparation, and then our ability to go out and convert that into, you know, a well-played game. I think that would say a lot. That'd do a lot for confidence. That would do a lot for just kind of helping us, you know, turn our season around. So that's what we're hoping happens.
Drew, certainly, you know, maybe must win may be a bit strong, but you didn't expect to start 2-4 through 6, obviously. Is there a certain level of desperation just knowing that you've got to get this thing turned around pretty soon?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, there's definitely a sense of urgency, but it's not a panic mode. You know, we've got a lot of veteran guys on our team. We do have a lot of young guys. We've got a lot of veteran guys on our team that have been through a lot together. And so I think we understand that if we can just focus on the process and continue to be a little bit better each week, that eventually these wins will come, and that will build confidence. That will create momentum for us. We've all been in those situations here before, too, where all of a sudden you win one, you win two, you win eight, you win 13 in a row. So we've seen what that's like, too. You guys there?
Kind of.
You tailed off a little bit. Drew, do you expect, I mean, is there going to be a gradual process with Jimmy Graham in terms of what you can get out of him each week? I mean, does it kind of increase each week?
Yeah, I hear you guys too well either, but you were talking about Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, I said,
okay.
Do you feel like you'll get a little more out of him each week as you go along?
Yeah, I do. He looks better this week than he did last week. I mean, the shoulder will continue to get better. So I'm not worried or concerned in that regard. I mean, Jimmy's a tough guy. I mean, obviously he's had to play through a lot, you know, just in his short career. I mean, he's battled multiple injuries, you know, over the course of many seasons. So he's a guy that I know can handle that. You know, I know he's going to give us whatever he can, you know, and so we'll see what that is.
Obviously, it's been a while since that Super Bowl season for you guys. I guess, A, are you surprised you haven't gotten back? And, B, do you feel more of a personal sense of, I don't want to say desperation, but a personal sense of urgency to get back there again?
We lost.
Yeah, I stumped him.
Drew, are you still there?
Hey, could you say that again one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Obviously, it's been a while since the Super Bowl for you guys, you know, kind of the same deal as here, too, but, you know, given where you are in your career, do you feel there, I mean, A, are you surprised that you haven't gotten back, and B, do you feel more of a sense of urgency as your career kind of, you know, progresses?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, we're not getting any younger, but I don't feel that pressure, you know, I mean, certainly, once you go, I mean, there's nothing like it. There's no feeling like it in our sport. So that's all you think about is finding a way to get back, you know. And a lot of things have to happen for you to have that opportunity, you know, because everybody's good. I mean, everybody, everybody has the talent to do that. It's just a matter of they can just pull it together and catch some breaks and that kind of stuff. So, again, this season is far from over. I feel like we have a great opportunity ahead of us. I feel like we are getting a little bit better each week. And eventually we're going to break the seal and look out. And, I hope it's this weekend.
Drew, I know you're obviously focused on Green Bay's defense, but how much do you look forward to this matchup anytime you get on the same field with Aaron Rodgers and just knowing that you guys are two of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Well, Aaron's one of the best. I mean, he's one of the greatest. He's fun to watch. And the year that he's having has been, you just kind of shake your head. He's so impressive. So anytime, there's a guy like that on the other side of the ball, you just know you got to be at your best, and it seems like all the little things in a game like this, all the little details are magnified just because, and it's not one of these like, hey, we got to be perfect. No, nobody's perfect. But you got to be pretty darn close. You got to be, you got to be as good as you can be, to have a shot at these guys when he's pulling the trigger on the other side.
You talk about the kind of year that Aaron's having as a quarterback. You understand what he's doing better than anybody. 18 straight touchdowns without an interception, 4 straight games with 3 touchdowns and no picks. Does it amaze even you?
Yeah, I mean that's about as efficient and sharp as you get, And I don't know if people would take that for granted up there, but that's not easy. That's why. And he's going to go down in history as one of the best. And he's showing why right now.
Do you go into a game like this, or anticipating a shootout, and does that change the way you play?
No, it can't. I mean, in every game, you have the same philosophy, and that is, you think about execution. You think about, taking care of my responsibility as a quarterback, getting us into the right plays, getting us into the best plays, taking advantage of opportunities when we get them, maybe the opportunity to make a big play down the field or continue a drive or, whatever it might be. You understand that, man, every possession is just that much more important.
Drew, what do you think the kind of value has been, the relationship you and Sean have had over the years and just the amount of production you guys have had year in and year out with that offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I consider myself very lucky, to have been with the same coach for, 9 years and the same system for 9 years, really feeling like we evolve each year, depending on, with our personnel and just as this game evolves, we always try to stay ahead of the curve, and, I guess, Aaron could say the same thing about being there with McCarthy and being in that system now for a long time. And, there's just a comfort level there and a lot of confidence going into every game and just feeling like we've been through, so much together, so many different situations. It's almost like, you never or rarely encounter something that you haven't, seen before or done before. So that's comforting.
Go play, go play, go play, go play. 1, 2, 3.